Let us pray. At this sacred hour, we come down to Chile, Jordan, knowing that you are life, we have to get to the other side. Sister family, be not dismayed, whoever be tired. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care. All you may need, he will provide. Trust him and you will be satisfied. He will take care. Lonely and sad, from friends apart, he will give peace to your aching heart. God will take care of you. Amen. We are blessed to have known Brother Chucky across the years. My friend of so many years, Sister Martha, and to these two outstanding children of theirs. We're with you today as we've been together on these occasions down through the years, Karen and Carl. We've all been touched in some direct, indirect way by Charles Warfield. I'm in the midst of a very busy schedule. I got in from Rwanda yesterday as we traverse the globe trying to bring peace and justice in the world. A place where 500,000 were destroyed 20 years ago. A massive act of genocide. The apartheid is over as we marched, Chuck and I did, and Don. 5,000 people die a day from dysentery and lack of drinkable water. So we must traverse the world. We seek to make life better. And yet, Brother Warfield, what in part made him different, he saw the world through a door and not through a keyhole. Somehow, Charles Warfield and Tom Gunnings and Don, these three triplets of justice and education, opened many doors for all of us. Nearly 50 years ago, when Dr. King came to Chicago for open housing, open education, open hope, many church doors were closed in Dr. King's faces. Many pulpits were denied. We love martyrs more than we love marchers. He was marching, he faced closed doors. But not so for Shiloh Baptist Church, where his sister, Charles' sister Helen, and brother-in-law, Reverend Gordon Humphrey, pastored. Opened doors for us. Operation Push found a home at that church and met there nearly 50 years ago. And Shiloh, Dr. King was befriended. I was embraced, and Shiloh's members marched. In that legacy and lineage stands one Chucky. Charles and Martha and our children grew up and became friends and went to college together. And I'm glad that Santita was able to make an adjustment in her schedule today to share with you expressions of song. But in addition to her singing, we have another daughter who's here today who went to a rival institution, Michigan State University, and picked up her PhD. So I want my daughter, Jackie, you stand, whoever you are. Dr. Jackie. For the record, I always thought that Charles had the best of judgment and made good grace. Are there any Omega men here? Please stand. Omega men, stand. Yeah. Keep standing. And the Alphas left in the house. There are about two, and y'all scared to stand up. Any Kappas in the house? And the Sigmas in the house? And the Apples who finished high school, raise your hand. Y'all start some mess. Sit down. Don't take Charles's accomplishments and Martha's for granted. A family this stable, this long. It was not easy to be in America a black man for 7 to 8 years. Most didn't make it. Some survived. Over 2.5 centuries, we approached Father's Day. It was illegal for a black man to be a man, a husband, or a father, who could transfer his name to his children. We did not come as refugees, immigrants, became enslaved. Some said we came on different boats. We're in the same boat now. It's cute language, but the reality is some came on ocean liners on the deck of the ship, and they saw New York. Others came in the hull of the ship into Charleston and not seen daylight for months. Against these odds, Charles became a freedom fighter, an odds buster, and a dream maker. For us, Father's Day is an oxymoron. We were broken. Our manhood illegal. Opportunities diminished. There's nothing about Charles that would mean he should not have been president of the University of Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, University of Michigan. We should not adjust just having been less than he had the capacity to be. When 7 feet people standing 4 feet cages, they can never be their whole person. He did a lot with a little, but he deserved much more. It's hard to be a man when the laws, the culture, and the government are against you. Structural oppression. PhD. Oregon. He wasn't supposed to learn, wasn't supposed to teach, become a PhD, teach children black and white. We survived apart. Now we must learn to live together, have a message bigger than his own predicament. A freedom fighter who used his education to expose contradictions in our system. Sometimes we learn through contradictions. I was watching meet a few days ago, and a young black child stepped over in the gorilla cage. Neither he nor the gorilla should have been in that cage. The gorilla should have been where gorillas live, and he should have been with his parents. But the boy in the cage, and now they want to indict his mother. The white family's baby killed by an alligator. They're killing all the alligators looking for the alligator, not looking for the parents. We live in those contradictions. The black mother facing indictment, the black parents facing pity. But he had that within him, that special something, Where opportunities are maximized, we take the least and do the most. Dr. Halbert Thurman said some years ago, growing up in Sanford, Florida, he and his sister were walking to the blackberry briar patch with their feet akin to the sand without shoes and sand going through their toes, and his sisters would never let him grow up. He was 6 feet, strapping young man, but his sister would not quite let him grow up. He was the youngest, and they were the oldest. They wouldn't let him grow up. They wouldn't let him become a man. And out of the blackberry bushes in a pathway, 2-inch snake jumped in their path. His sisters were petrified, and they grabbed onto him, looking for security. And he put his foot down on the snake, and he felt a sense of his manhood because they looked up to him finally. He was big brother Howard. He was protecting them from the snake. He had a sense of his manhood, protecting and providing for them security. And he kept pressing. He was 185. The snake was 2 inches. And he kept pressing. He felt a throb in his foot. And he kept pressing. And finally, he raised his foot. And the snake dashed in the bushes. Against all the odds of weight, the snake was just waiting for a break in the bushes. Some people wait for that break and never surrender. Walking down the street the other day, I saw two sidewalks that had cracked. And when sidewalks are put there, they're there to cover up the dirt. The rains cover up the mud, cement. But these two sidewalks are cracked, barely. And in the cracks, you could see some grass coming out. At the end, a flower. Against these odds, the grass refused to die. Charles Walford came out of the cracks of Kalamazoo. Against the odds, life finds a way, sustained by an undying faith. Life in the cracks. No matter what your disposition is about the basketball game between the Cavaliers and the Golden State, in the backdrop of LeBron James growing up, not knowing his father and friends shot and jailed all around him, came through the cracks. One night, they won the game against San Antonio in the championship, and they had been attacking him. He couldn't make free throws, and he didn't play well under pressure and all of that. And somebody said, "How you feel now?" He said, "I wasn't even supposed to be here." Somehow, when you graduate from this school, as Picard has, you take a little, you do a lot, and you just kind of make it through the cracks. Don't explain it, just do it. Legacy. Talk a little about Charles' legacy. Well, his legacy is selfless, smart, and educated. How do we honor his legacy? Go to Flint, where babies are drinking dirty water. How do we honor his legacy? Register and vote. Election day, 100% will vote. Those who vote will vote. Those who don't vote will vote. On his legacy, vote! You get to the Red Sea. If you drop your rod, it'll turn the snake and bite you. Pick up your rod and stretch it out. And blow a saxophone to beat drum, but don't beat no trumpet. Just have a big musical. Legacy, fighting for freedom, fighting for dignity. A kind of non-negotiable dignity. He left more than he found. Karen and Carl and Sister Warfield, you've lost a lot, but you have a lot left. You have each other. Some years ago, Sir Dr. King had been killed. We were still mesmerized and confused by the trauma of it all. Three of us were in the room with his father. He said, "When you guys left the funeral and the flowers had blown away, the airplanes had taken off, I went to the graveyard every day to talk to my son, Martin. I could hear him talking back to me. I loved him. He looked like me, talked like me, walked like me, learned from me. I thought once he survived Chicago, he would make it, and suddenly he was killed. Taken away from me. And I would go out there by myself and just sit down and talk to him. Hey, Martin." And we'd talk back and forth. And
I spend so much time on Martha, that I had another son, A.D., and they found him in the swimming pool one Sunday morning dead. Before I could adjust to that, a crazed man came in the church and shot my wife and killed her in the pulpit one Sunday morning. I focused so much on one son, I forgot what I had left. You've lost a lot. Part of your legacy is what you have left. Left more than found. We honor him by extending his work. His work must not be buried. His memories must not be buried. He will live as long as we remember him. We must never forget him. There are many people with different opinions about Tucker, as they do about all of us. And did this well, didn't do that as well. And we judge. But then there is a righteous judge who's not only fair, but he's merciful and caring. So the writer put this, the writer said, if when you give the best of your service, your best is not my best, and my best is not your best. Everybody got the best. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world the Savior has come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He'll understand and say, well done. When I come to the end of my journey, we're of life and the battle is won, Jesus 33, Martin 39, Malcolm 39, JFK 43, Charles 78. When I come to the end of my journey, we're of life and the battle is won, carrying the staff of redemption and the cross of redemption, he'll understand. He'll say, well done. If when you have tried and failed in your trying, hands sore and scarred from the work you've begun, take up your cross and follow quickly to Jesus. You'll understand and say, well done. It gets dark sometime, but the morning cometh. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? It gets dangerous sometime, but yea, though I walk through the valleys and shadows of death, I feel no evil, but thou art with me. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. And if my people call by my name, humble themselves in prayer and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear their prayers, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. But Chuck, we thank you for coming this week. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for your allowing God to use you to make all of us better. God bless you and keep up alive.